بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله، الحمد لله، نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له، وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أن سيدنا وحبيبنا ومولانا محمدًا عبده ورسوله. أما بعد. Respected elders and dear brothers, the month of Ramadan was selected and chosen by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for the manifestation of many great things. This month of Ramadan was selected by Allah for the achievement and the accomplishment of really magnificent events and some really great things. This month of Ramadan was selected by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for the revelation of all the divine books and scriptures. And that was great. Revelation coming from Allah, the commencements of revelation. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had said, "Unzilat suhufu Ibrahim awwala laylatin min shahri Ramadan." The suhuf, the scrolls, and the scriptures that were revealed to Ibrahim alayhi salam were revealed to him in the first night of Ramadan. وَأُنزِلَتِ التَّوْرَاتِ لِسِتِّ مَضَتْ مِنْ رَمَضَانِ. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says the Torah that was revealed to Musa alayhi salam was revealed after 6 days of Ramadan had passed. وَأُنزِلَ الْإِنْجِيلِ بِثَلَاثَ عَشَرَ مَضَتْ مِنْ رَمَضَانِ. The Injil that was revealed to Isa alayhi salam was revealed on the 14th of Ramadan. وَأُنزِلَ الزَّبُورِ لِثَمَانِ عَشَرَ خَلَتْ مِنْ رَمَضَانِ. The Zabur that was revealed, the divine book that was revealed to Dawood alayhi salam, was revealed on the 19th of Ramadan. وَأُنزِلَ الْقُرْآنِ. As for the Qur'an, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, according to the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, لِأَرْبَعٍ وَعِشْرِينَ خَلَتْ مِنْ رَمَضَانِ. He says that the Qur'an was revealed on the 25th night of Ramadan. So we find that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has selected this month of Ramadan. It wasn't a coincidence. It was a selection from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for the revelation of divine books and scriptures to take place in this month of Ramadan. This month was also selected by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for the manifestation of some of the most magnificent victories, the most magnificent conquests and triumphs that had taken place in the history of Islam. It had taken place, these conquests and these victories, we find that they had taken place in the month of Ramadan. So while the month of Ramadan, we refer to it as Shahru Nuzulil Wahi, the month of divine revelation, the month of Ramadan is also known as the month of victory, the month of triumph, the month of conquest for the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And today, in today's pre-khutbah talk, inshallah, we will speak of some of the Allah's most significant manifestations of victory and some of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's most significant manifestations of conquest and triumph that occurred at the hands of the Muslims during the month of Ramadan. We begin with the most important of all battles, the Battle of Badr. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala describes that day, the Battle of Badr. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, يَوْمَ الْفُرْقَانِ يَوْمَ الْتَقَلْ جَمْعَانِ. The day the two forces met. That was a great battle. Islam and the first battle that was fought in Islam, this Battle of Badr, was absolutely significant. It was great. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has referred to it as يَوْمُ الْفُرْقَانِ. The day that separated falsehood from truth. يَوْمَ الْتَقَلْ جَمْعَانِ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that's the day when the two forces met. This Battle of Badr, it took place in the second year of Hijrah, on the 17th of the month of Ramadan. In this battle, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had sent down 5,000 angels that were sent by Allah with specific instructions to help and to assist the Muslims. بَلَا إِن تَصْبِرُوا وَتَتَّقُوا وَيَعْتُوكُمْ مِنْ فَوْرِهِمْ هَذَا يُمْدِدْكُمْ رَبُّكُمْ بِخَمْسَةِ آلَافٍ مِّنَ الْمَلَائِكَةِ مُسَوِّمِينَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala informs the believers and Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, persevere, have taqwa. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will assist you with 5,000 of his angels that he will send down to you. we find that the culmination of the conquest of the seerah and the culmination of the victories of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam also took place in the month of Ramadan. The greatest victories. One, you had the Battle of Badr, which was great, it was massive, it was significant. But then you had the culmination of victories. The culmination of victories came in the form of Fath Makkah, the conquest of Mecca. That was the greatest victory in the life of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And this victory, again, this was no coincidence that the first great victory that took place in the month of Ramadan, and the last great victory that took place in the life of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam also took place in the month of Ramadan. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, brothers, selected this month for the manifestation of victories. Allah selected this month for the manifestation of great conquests and triumphs for the Muslims. This conquest, the last great conquest in the life of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, took place in the 8th year of Hijrah. So 6 years later, you have the Battle of Badr in the 2nd year of Hijrah, 17th of Ramadan. 6 years later, culmination of victory in the form of Fath Makkah, the conquest of Mecca. This takes place in the 8th year of Hijrah on the 23rd of Ramadan, during the best part of Ramadan, the days and nights of Laylatul Qadr. The Muslims, with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam as the leader, marched into Makkah al-Mukarramah without even a battle being fought. They were victorious. And this victory, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allowed it to take place in the month of Ramadan. They conquered it peacefully, the land of Mecca, and people embraced Islam. وَرَأَيْتَ النَّاسَ يَدْخُلُونَ فِي دِينِ اللَّهِ أَفْوَاجًا. A great source of joy and happiness for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Now the manifestations of victory, the manifestations of Allah's triumph and the conquest at the hands of the Muslims, these were not confined to the seerah. They were not confined to the era of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. We find throughout Islamic history, Ramadan has been a time of victory for the Muslims. Ramadan has been a time of conquest for the Muslims. Not confined only to the seerah, but beyond the seerah. And there are so many examples of the Muslim armies whom Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had blessed with victory, had blessed with conquest, and had blessed with triumphs. All of that, we find it happening in the month of Ramadan. A few years after the demise of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, the Muslims took on the single greatest superpower of its time. And that was the Persian Empire. The Persian Empire, at that time, it was considered as the single most superpower of the world. For 4 centuries, the Roman and Persian empires were at battle with each other. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala relates this in the Quran as well, of the battles that were fought between these two great empires. But neither one had the ability to conclusively and decisively gain victory over the other. Then you have the third party that comes along in the form of the Muslims. And the Muslims were despised. They were looked down upon by these superpowers. A few days after the month of Ramadan, the Battle of Qadisiyah was fought. A very famous battle. The Battle of Qadisiyah was fought. And this battle was fought against the Persian Empire. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala selected Sa'd ibn Abi Waqqas, a great sahabi of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and a decisive victory was manifested at the hands of the Muslims, a victory that opened the door for the conquest of the entire Persian Empire. The conquest and the victory that took place, it took place on the eve of the month of Ramadan. Another great manifestation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's victory upon the ummah had taken place in the month of Ramadan. Let's go a few years later. The Muslim forces, this time they were in Egypt. A very important, a very significant battle was fought in Egypt. The famous battle, the battle that was fought, and the city that was conquered over there, the famous port city of Alexandria, was conquered by the Muslims. This battle, in the books of Tariq, it is known as Ma'rikatu Ayn al-Shams. Now, close to the city of Alexandria, this is now in the Egypt region, there was a very powerful, a very well-fortified fortress, which was known as the Babylonian fortress, the fortress of Babylon. So you have these two powerful fortresses. You had the city of Alexandria, the port city of Alexandria, and you had the fortress of Babylon, and these two were considered to be impenetrable. No one could penetrate it. In fact, the Muslims, Umar radiallahu ta'ala, this conquest and this victory was manifested during the era and the Khilafah of Umar ibn al-Khattab radiallahu ta'ala. Umar radiallahu ta'ala, he sent army upon army. Three different occasions he had sent reinforcements to assist with the penetrating and with the onslaught against these two great fortresses in the Egyptian lands. It was in the 19th year of Hijrah, so not too long after the demise of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, under the leadership of Zubayr ibn al-Awwam, another great Sahabi of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, the Muslim forces conquered these fortresses, and this occurred in the month of Ramadan, the month of victory, the month wherein Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has manifested great, great conquests. You and I, we have our battles. We have our enemies. Let us start identifying our enemies. Your enemy is not the Persian Empire. Your enemy is not the Mongolian Empire. Your enemy is not the mighty Persian Empire or the empire that was fought in the fortress of Babylon and wherever else. Your enemy could be far more or less powerless. Perhaps your battle is between you and your sleep at the time of Fajr. That's your enemy. This is a month of victory. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us this month to overcome and to conquer our enemy and to emerge from that battle as the victor. That's why Allah has given us this month. It's a month of victory for a believer. It is a month wherein you are going to now identify. You might ask, what's the relevance between myself and the topic that is being discussed? It is a month that Allah has given you to emerge as a victor, to conquer your battle, and to conquer the enemy that you have within your life. We find during the Khilafah and the reign of the Umayyads, one of the most significant conquests took place, the conquest of Andalus. And there are many others that have taken place. I have just chosen a few of them. All the significant battles that were fought and that were won by the Muslims, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allowed it to happen in this month of Ramadan. The conquest of Andalus, this took place under the forces of Tariq ibn Ziyad. We are now speaking of Spain and the region surrounding Spain, Andalusia. Tariq ibn Ziyad, he fought against the enemy, and they were fighting under the king at that time. He was known as the last Gothic king, King Roderick. The Muslims were about 10 to 12,000 in number, while King Roderick, he had at least 30 to 40,000 men under his command. A decisive battle was fought and conquered by the Muslims on the 25th of Ramadan in the year of 93 Hijrah. The battle was won by the Muslims. The battle against King Roderick and his forces, the conquest of Spain, huge conquest for the Muslims. And we know after that the Muslims ruled the land of Spain and the land of Andalus. The Muslims had ruled it for 750 glorious years. The very next year, under the same Umayyad Khalifa, during the Umayyad Khilafa, Muhammad ibn al-Qasim, how can we forget Muhammad ibn al-Qasim, youngster, 17 years of age. He was the nephew of Al-Hajjaj ibn Yusuf. Muhammad ibn al-Qasim, the next year. So after the conquest of Spain, which took place in the month of Ramadan, there was this young general and commander who was sent to fight against King Dahar, or he was known as Raja Dahar. This battle was fought in the province of Sindh, the modern land of Pakistan. This is where this battle was fought. Raja Dahar, what was the crime that he had committed? He had abducted some Muslims who were returning from Hajj. They had performed Hajj and they were en route back home. He had abducted these Muslims and he had molested some of the women. that he had abducted and taken as prisoners. When the Khalifa, the Umayyad Khalifa, heard of this, he was enraged. And that is when he appointed Muhammad ibn al-Qasim, 17-year-old youngster, to proceed with a force, with an army. And that battle was fought in the land of Sindh, as I said, modern-day Pakistan. And he won decisively. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala granted him victory. And this battle was also fought in the 94th year of Hijrah, in the month of Ramadan, at the hands of Muhammad ibn al-Qasim. Then we can never forget the famous victory of the Battle of Hittin. Now we are moving many centuries later. There were other battles that were fought, other victories that were manifested by the hands of the Muslims in the month of Ramadan. But the famous victory of the Battle of Hittin in the year 583 Hijrah, 583 years after Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's Hijrah, Salahuddin Ayyubi. We all know the name, Salahuddin Ayyubi, the liberator of Al-Aqsa. He conquered the very lands, those very lands, the land of Aqsa. He conquered the very lands that were taken during the Crusades. He fought against the Crusaders in the land of Palestine, Baytul Maqdis, and that land before the conquest and the victory of Salahuddin al-Ayyubi, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala rid that land of the occupation. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala return the land fully and completely to the Muslims. And really, the Muslims are really in desperate need of a Salahuddin al-Ayyubi in this era, who will be able to defeat those who have subjected the Muslims in that part of the land to persecution and all types of oppression. So it was subjected, the Baytul Maqdis and the land of Palestine, after the Crusaders had viciously, we know what the Crusaders had done when they came into Palestine. In my last pre-khutbah talk, we spoke about Umar ibn al-Khattab radiallahu ta'ala anhu, when he arrived as the conqueror of Palestine, when he came into Elia, into the land of Jerusalem, he had drawn up a treaty of assurance of safety and security for the Christians that lived in that region. He promised them security and safety. But when the Christian crusaders came, and when they marched into the land of Palestine, it was one of the worst massacres in human history that had taken place at the hand of the Christian crusaders. Every man, every woman, every child, every toddler was massacred, was killed by the Christian Crusader army. It is estimated that up to 500,000 people were killed during that massacre. For days, Muslims, they were taken into the masjid compound, Baytul Maqdis, and they were kept over there. They were huddled into the compound by the Crusaders, and batch by batch, they were brought out and executed. One of the generals, out of pride, he actually wrote to the Crusaders, or to their leaders, he wrote back to them, he says, I give you the good news that today the land of Palestine and Masjid al-Aqsa is flowing with the blood of Muslims. I am walking in the blood of the Muslims has reached up to my ankles. This was the favor, this was how they repaid the favor of Umar ibn al-Khattab radiallahu ta'ala anhu, when he came and he had expressed mercy towards the Christians living in that area. The masjid complex, it was turned into a stable. That whole masjid complex, it was turned into a stable, it was turned into a manure dump. Salahuddin al-Ayyubi, rahimahullahu ta'ala, he gathered his forces in the month of Ramadan. This great victory, it happened in the month of Ramadan, and the night before victory, the people in the books of tariq, the books of history, explain that how his army and his forces, they fasted that day. It was the month of Ramadan. During the night, they prayed the Taraweeh prayer. They prayed the Taraweeh Salah. And throughout the night, they begged and prayed to Allah in the month of Ramadan. And the next day, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had awarded them with victory. So indeed, this month is a month of victory for every Muslim. It is a month of conquest. It is a month wherein we are required to overcome our enemies. Now, we are not required to go out there and combat and face the type of enemies. And if you go into history, if you look at the Mongols as well, the battle fought against the Mongols, we know what acts the Mongols had perpetrated against the Muslims as well. The Muslims actually thought that they were the Ya'juj and Ma'juj. That is the type of barbaric atrocities that they had carried out against the Muslims. There also we find that a small dynasty, the Mamluk dynasty, they were the ones whom Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had given victory to over the Mongolians. That victory also was manifested in the month of Ramadan. This is no coincidence. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has chosen this month of Ramadan as He has chosen it for divine revelation. He has chosen this month of Ramadan for the victory over our enemies. Now you and I, let me use this month of Ramadan. Allah has given me the opportunity. Let me identify my enemy. Your battle is not against the Mongolians. Your battle is not against the Persian Empire. Your battle is not against the Crusaders. As I said, your battle is against a far more powerless enemy that sleep at the time of Fajr. That may be your enemy. You are at battle with that sleep. Use this month of Ramadan to overcome that. Not confined to the month of Ramadan and beyond. Your enemy could be an involvement in a relationship, a haram relationship. That is your battle. That is your enemy. Your battle could be your involvement, or your enemy could be your involvement in an un-Islamic practice, whatever practice it may be, whether it is my financial dealings, whether it is my income, whether it is my involvement in any act of haram. That is your battle that you are required to conquer during this month of Ramadan. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed us with this opportunity. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said in a hadith describing the greatness of this month, that it is a month of great barakah from Allah Azza wa Jal, wherein Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allows you to enjoy His divine energy. And that is what you are going to need in your battle against that evil, whether it is an addiction, there's an addiction for some substance, whether it is an addiction for pornography, whatever it may be, whether it is my inability to control my anger, whether it is my inability to control my emotions, whether it is the superiority complex that I have, that I suffer from. Let us identify that enemy. We all have an enemy. Constantly there's a battle. You may have more than one enemy. Allah gives you this month of Ramadan. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, Allah makes the environment conducive. The environment is also a conducive one. There are no satanic insinuations. There are no satanic influences. Ramadan represents who you are. That is who I am. There are no satanic influences. There are no satanic whisperings in the month of Ramadan. What are the steps that I need to take? What do I need to do? How do I go about conquering this battle between me and my enemy? And the worst is when that enemy has become your friend. Then it's a problem. If that enemy, that substance, or that relationship, or that haram activity is seen as a source of comfort, and someone or something I turn to when I require some comfort and when I require some inner peace, then that's a problem, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that the one who takes shaitan as his friend, فَقَدْ خَسِرَ خُسْرَانًا مُبِينًا. There's no greater loss than that. And what does it mean you take shaitan as a friend? Is that like you step up to shaitan and say, hi, can you and I be buddies? There's nothing like that. Okay? What does it mean you take shaitan as your friend? The satanic activities that shaitan promotes, whether it is in the form of music, whether it is in the form of immorality, whatever form it may be in, if that becomes your friend, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, فَقَدْ خَسِرَ خُسْرَانًا مُبِينًا. That is a manifest loss. There's no greater loss than that. That's treason. You have made friends with the enemy. What are the steps that I need to take? Number one, identify that enemy. Identify that enemy. What is my enemy? As I said, every one of us, we have that enemy. There is that weakness. There is that thing that's holding me back, that's preventing me. It's an impediment. What is it? First, identify it. Number one. Number two, offer two rakats of salah. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, there's a form of tawbah, we call it instant tawbah. It's an instant form of being forgiven. Perform wudu, perform two rakats of salah and make istighfar and tawbah. Declare your absolvement from that enemy. Declare yourself free from that enemy. Make tawbah and istighfar. Ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to forgive you for that. And then ask Allah for His help against your enemy. That's what you need. Sometimes I depend on my level of spirituality. And I depend on my level of piety. And I feel that I can overcome the enemy myself. And I don't realize that I need Allah's assistance and Allah's help. Make dua to Allah. You're making dua for the right thing. Why will Allah not help you? Oh Allah, I have this enemy in my life. Oh Allah, I have this addiction. Oh Allah, I have this impediment that's holding me back. Oh Allah, you help me. Help me in this battle against my enemy. Allah will certainly help you if you are sincere in your dua. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to grant us all the understanding. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us victory, as He has granted victory to the Muslims throughout the Islamic history. May He grant us victory over the enemies that we have in our lives and grant us conquest over the battles that we have with our sins and our weaknesses. Wa akhir da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.